Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, on the Girlfriend Network. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We have an exciting show tonight. We have a great relationship coach, Jalil Ali Madu. So I'm looking forward to speaking with him today and how to attract quantity and quality in dating. So I'm just looking forward. So I never host the show alone. I would like to welcome Nicole Martin and Karishma Thomas. Hi,
hello, ladies.
Hi, hello.
How is everyone?
Great. We have an exciting show today. And callers, you can tune in. Call in to us, 347-539-5729. We want to hear from you as well. We also have an exclusive interview with Cool in the Game as well. So I'm excited. How are you, ladies? Happy Mother's Day, everyone. That's a mom.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day, Nicole.
Thank you, beautiful. Great. I'm the only mother, huh? You guys got to catch up.
Not yet.
I agree.
So I'm excited with this relationship and coach, and we have to get the updates from Karishma, too. So you have to give us your updates, Karishma. You're not off the hook.
Oh, if I spelled it out for my boo? I did, actually. I did spell it out, and the response was pretty positive. Let's just say we've had several dates since then, so things are looking on the up and up. So I'm very excited. I'm hoping to keep getting this great advice going and just applying it to my life. I hope everyone who's listening is applying all the great advice and information that we've been learning to their lives as well. So it's going good. I'm good.
Great. That's great news.
I know. Now I need to know how to attract more quality and quantity for men.
Right.
That's
the quality and quantity for now. Men, yes. I'm excited to speak to him to see, like, what tips he can provide tonight. So how's everything, Nicole? How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Great. Still moving along. Still preparing for the launch. For those that don't know, I'm getting ready to launch my own fitness line called Enokin, simply my name backwards. So much work, ladies. So much work involved. And every time I think I'm at the finish line, something else pops up. But I'm not going to launch until it's absolutely right. I'm a perfectionist. So hopefully next week I'll have it going. So thank you, ladies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For your love and support. I really appreciate it. Yes.
Definitely. I told you I was ready to walk in your show. So.
I know that's right. We got to get that together for sure.
Yes,
for
I have
sure.
Interviewed already.
Tahira is always working. So what is new with Tahira?
Last week I did a Tahira video, and Mother Nature, really shout out to the video. It was awesome. It was great. It just took me to another level in acting. Can't really tell too much about the video, but I did do some sword fighting, and that was interesting and a scary hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm a natural, and I get it. I just love using my gifts and working and what I love to do. So it's very easy for me. It's not hard work, but it was challenging. The role was challenging, and you know, I have this fight, and I don't win in the fight, so I don't want to tell too much of the storyline, but the video was awesome. So I'm waiting, I'm hot, and the makeup person left, and then she had to come back, so I'm just, like, getting through it. But definitely, I had a good time, good cast, good team members. Everybody was, you know, teachable, and we worked through it. So it was awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I can't
and
wait
charisma.
To see you.
I don't know if
stuff.
You can reveal anything more, but you were saying last show that you had some stuff working in the fire.
Yes,
anything new with that?
Definitely. Well, I recently just started with one of my another presenter friend. We'll be making an announcement probably closer to June, but we did start filming a little show that's going to have to do with
nice.
Dating and love and advice, of course.
Nice.
But it's more about just me and her dating in the city, but we will definitely reveal more details as the time comes closer. But it's definitely going to be something that's funny to watch.
Great. Excellent.
Well, I did the other show that comes on Sunday, the Church Girl, True Confessions, and she definitely extended an invite for you ladies to come on. I had a great time. I was also on the show with someone else, Muhammad White. It was a great show. Definitely we have to do that show. She's going to come on our show as well. So with that being said, I just want to introduce our guest, How to Attract Quality and Quantity in Dating. So Mr. Jalil, Mr. Mandu,
hello.
Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Tiara Sutt, and I just want to welcome you to the Girlfriend Network. We're excited to have you. You're very welcome. Just let all our listeners, I do this with all my guests, let them know where they can reach you on social media.
Absolutely. The best place to go is my website. That's JAM, lifecoaching.com. And then you can find me at the same place on Facebook at JAM Life Coaching. I love to connect with anyone out there who appreciates my insight.
Excellent.
So, Jalil, let us know, how did you get involved with life coaching and relationship coaching?
Well, for me, it was like a long journey that I was forced into, basically, because if I didn't figure it out for myself, then my life would not be that pleasant. I'm like a naturally introverted person. I got out of a relationship and was back on the dating market, so I had to go back to the drawing board and start learning things for myself. And then over the course of the years, I finally developed enough experience to figure it out for myself. I got a great relationship now and completely confident in anything involving dating. So once I made it to that path, I was like, you know what? We got to have more people that help with this because it's not all common sense and it can be a tough road.
Yeah, it is tough, especially with all the social media and everything. It's challenging at this time of just the stage of life. Everybody's busy and no one really has time. So who's your target market? Who do you target?
I work with single professionals is the best way to sum it up, and that ranges as far as age goes. Most people that I coach with are around the age of 35, on average, I would say. So it's people who, you know, have a lot going for themselves, and maybe they don't necessarily have that time. I work with a lot of people, you know, who are busy or for one reason or another haven't been able to really put that much effort into the dating part of their lives. So I just use their most valuable assets, use what they have going for them, and teach them how to use that in a way that feels natural to them.
That is great. This is Karishma. I'm so glad to have you on the show. What would you say is one of the best ways to attract quality and quantity in dating? What is some advice that you would give to, you know, our audiences out there and to us, of course, as well?
Perfect. Yeah, definitely. I can hear the eagerness when you're listening. the biggest thing that I have to say is I want to highlight the word that you said, which is attract. And I think that's different from what a lot of people are doing. I think a lot of people are chasing or, you know, running after what they want versus attracting, where I believe in developing your own life, developing your own value and your full potential. And then because of that, all you really have to do is just be who you are and show up, and people are going to be drawn to you for one reason or another, and then at that point it's your chance to choose who fits you the best. And I think that people skip over that first step in the sense that it's all about what they want. They got a vision, it motivates them, inspires them, and they maybe even have some gaps in their life that they're looking to fill with another person. So instead of taking it upon themselves to become happy in their own lives first and work on all of the, you know, round out everything and become a well-rounded person, they're instead hopping right into the phase where now I'm going out to look for someone, and that's the exact opposite, and that's what makes people end up feeling frustrated, people feeling exhausted, and ultimately really giving up hope on what's out there and what's possible for them.
Okay. Hi, Delilah. This is Nick Cone. I have a question.
Hello.
So here's my thing. I want to know, how do you teach someone, per se, to attract these people? Because say if you're just an idiot at dating. Like, I know several friends who just are really just out of sorts when it comes to dating. They get nervous before the date. It's just crazy. So how do you teach someone to relax, to be confident, to be themselves when they're dating, when they're just, you know, crazy to begin with? How do you make that person relax?
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And I think one of the things that I key in on that makes me pretty successful is that we come into dating with so many different preconceived notions or different representations of what we think is a person is supposed to be like, what we think is attractive to other people, and a lot of it is just plain wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So what people end up doing is trying to become something that's, you know, completely outside of their comfort zone, and then even then it's not true to who they are. So for me, my biggest thing, and I have a lot of different tools to do this, but I try to highlight to a person, look, you already have everything you need to be successful. So what we need to do is focus on just bringing that to the forefront. It's not that you're going to improve, because that's what you do. That's how you grow in life. But it's not that you necessarily need to be anything different than you are today. And so I think getting a person to believe in that is the biggest thing. And it's one thing to be able to write it down on a piece of paper or repeat it back to me in a sentence, but it's another thing to have that thought in your mind everywhere you go throughout the day, every conversation you have. And, you know, I'm actually going to be meeting with somebody tomorrow that's my biggest thing that I'm working with them on, is before we get into any type of dating activities and you open your mouth to speak to someone, we need to be making sure that you 100% believe in your heart that you have something of value to offer to everybody. And if you can believe that and keep that in the forefront of your mind, you're never going to get nervous, because, I mean, there's never going to be a time when, you know, you are not up to par for any individual.
You know what I hate, and I think my ladies would agree with me, I hate that representative crap. Like, you know how they say, oh, your representative is showing up for the first few months when you date? Like, how do you get through that? How do you know if you're getting, like, the real individual, if you're just getting bull? That's what really sets me off, because you just don't know. You just don't know. And how many times have we been tricked when we thought someone was one way, and then I like to call it after the honeymoon stage, 6 months into the relationship, you're like, who the hell are you?
I got you. You know, that's tough, and there's no magic pill answer I can give to you. It is frustrating. You get better with time at seeing some of the things up front. But one thing I will say that people fall into a trap is, like I mentioned before, you got these ideals about the way a person should be, and then after that, you interpret what that means when a person does something, certain actions. And what I see, especially from women a lot of times, is if a man will say the right things, as long as it sounds good, as long as he seems like he means it, then he doesn't necessarily have to prove it. So if it's a man that he's saying, you know what, it doesn't matter at what point we end up getting physical, I like you for you, I just want to let this thing progress at the right pace. If a man says that, what ends up happening oftentimes is, then because he gave the right answer, he doesn't necessarily have to wait, because you feel more comfortable, you open up to him quicker. And so a lot of things happen that are said that you're never really sure if it was true or not, because you didn't force the man to prove it. So it's different ways to do that, but I definitely say take a look at some of the things that you kind of accept without testing. And a 6 month period is still a relatively short period of time, because if a person truly wants to hide who they are, and they're seeing you, you know, a couple times a week maybe, and you don't really have your lives merged together, if they're good at it, they might be able to hide it for a while. But definitely you got to set your standards and make sure whatever it is that you truly want, that nobody can just talk their way through it and get your approval.
Hello, this is Tahira. How do you pinpoint what's valuable in a person? Is that something you allow the person to figure out for themselves what is the formula to, you know, tying them into, like, really figuring out what's valuable to them within them.
Okay, definitely. I think there's probably a two-part answer to that. So on my side, I have a way of going about it. So the concept that I brought of it is a dating market millionaire. And basically what that means is that somebody who is worth a lot on the dating market based on different things. And they have six assets that they can work with, and each person brings something different to the table in each one of these. So the things that I look at personally as a coach is their physical attractiveness, their character, which is their moral foundation, their personality, the power they have as far as, like, their connections socially and positions over people, and then their finances and their expertise. So in those six categories, I have different ways of doing it, but I got checklists, all type of stuff where I pinpoint, well, do you have this to offer? Do you have that to offer? And then after a while, it just kind of becomes apparent to a person, like, man, I really do have quite a bit to offer that I haven't really thought about consciously. So from that point, that's part one of the question. But then part two is, okay, out of all of this stuff, what is important to you? When a person looks at you and they decide that they love you, or they decide they want to be involved with you, out of all of these things that you have to offer, what do you truly want to be valued for? And if it is your personality, certain traits, or certain physical things about you, then we need to make sure in the first 5, 20, 30 minutes that a person is interacting with you, they can see plain and clearly that that's what you bring to the table first and foremost. And so that's the process I have. It's really them deciding, all right, this is the thing that I consider valuable, so how do we make sure that other people see this? Did that answer your question?
That absolutely answers my question. Wow.
Okay, great.
Now, as far as overcoming anxiety, how do you go about that?
You say overcoming anxiety?
In dating, yeah.
Okay. There's a couple different types of it, I think. I think there could be just caution, which is like, I'm not too sure how situation is going to turn out. Maybe I've been hurt once or twice in the past, so I'm just a little hesitant to get out there. And that's really about gaining more experience and maybe making peace with some of the things that happened in the past and setting realistic expectations. So, you know, I never want to put a person in a position where I try to tell them that everything's going to be perfect or make this flowery rainbow picture like nothing could ever go wrong or they could never get hurt in any way. But I definitely don't want them to go into it feeling jaded and not really opening themselves up, because it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because they don't open up, then they won't get the result. So if it's just caution, then we just go about setting some realistic expectations. If it's something more along the lines of, like, afraid of rejection, really, and, like, you're really shy, really withdrawn, then we take baby steps. I think, you know, if you can't swim, I can't throw you in the deep end. So we got to start in 3 feet, work on some of the basics, get you comfortable until you see, you know what, hey, it's actually not too bad when I dip my head under the water. And then we slowly work on taking it step by step until you get more advanced. And I think as long as I don't push you or put you in a place that makes you feel completely uncomfortable, then you'll start to see step by step, you know what, this actually isn't too bad. And even when it doesn't go the way I planned, I still feel pretty good because I was confident enough to take that chance, and I'm not clueless anymore about what it takes to be successful.
That's really great advice. This is Karishma again. Now, I have a lot of friends out there who, you know, they kind of tend to attract the same kind of guy who over and over again, which may not be, you know, like an emotionally unavailable man. Now, how do you usually go about with your, you know, clients that have those kind of issues where they keep attracting a man that's not of quality, or even a woman that's not of quality for them, but they kind of just keep getting into that repetitive pattern of just attracting the wrong people?
Yeah, definitely. I see that a lot, and that's a self-esteem issue. And a lot of times, whether people want to admit it or not, you end up attracting what you think you're worth. And so you might complain about it. You may even legitimately be hurt. But if you truly believe that you're worth more and you deserve a higher quality, then this, these, a lot of these things that happen wouldn't be acceptable to you. Now, I'm talking about cases where if you're attracting the same type of guy and you got extensive relationships with these guys where it's over months and years that you're investing time and you're giving them, you know, multiple chances in some instances, the bottom line is you don't put up with it. You don't stay in those situations if you know truly that you deserve better. And so when I hear about a pattern of liking the same type of guy or attracting a guy that, or a woman that's not necessarily good for you, then I know I need to correct a little bit of these things because people try to mask it as in I'm attracted to a certain quality or this thing is sexy to me in some way or I need a person with, that possesses this quality because it matches my standards for what I want. But really what it is you know, you're afraid to look outside of that because while you see that attractiveness, you also see some flaws. And maybe you want to see those flaws because you're afraid of commitment too. Maybe you want to see those flaws because you want to go about turning the person into a project and trying to improve them. Or you see those flaws because you feel like, in all honesty, that's what you deserve. So we need to work on building you up mentally so that you understand that you deserve a peaceful relationship and a productive relationship. And until you know that, then you won't be able to have one.
Absolutely. So with that being said, we're going to go into our first song, Matrimony, by Usher. Actually, Wale featuring
this
Usher.
This is a question of my heart. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, it's just a question of my love. You got it. Baby, don't worry. I got plans. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans.
Oh, my sister's a pilot. I mean it. Look, I'll admit it. Albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Cause the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me, cause I'ma need your sales, cause I'm selfish. And I need you to myself, trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail, cause I failed. I see you about to cry, cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry, are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day, I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. It's out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. But I'm promising you better, though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever, though. That's right.
Got it, it don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it, baby. Don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans.
The really should have a role.
Baby, I've been making plans. The
really should have a role.
Yeah.
You have a new love. I'll admit it. Let me be hypothetical. The day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off. But through my wall could use some plaques. But still, I got a flaws. Brush you off. Yeah, I'm kinda lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of moves on. From dark, good troubled heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. It's hard, trying to find some time to move on. When we lost our baby, I got shady, she got too dark. Sorry, and I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to you solo, I stayed so long. Nah, good terms how that ended, but it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. On white picket fences, on flights with the children, on site stealing kisses, on off nights my intentions. But I plan to do it better though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now,
if
but in your eyes, she forever.
It's a question of my heart, baby. Wow. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. If that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry. I got plans for you. Yeah. Baby, I've been making plans.
Hi, this is Cool of Cool and the Gang. When you want to celebrate and have a good time, be sure to check us out at B.B. King's in New York City this Thursday, May 14th at 8 p.m. from a show you don't want to miss. And to hear the winner of the tickets for our show, listen to The Love Zone, USA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on how to attack quality and quantity in dating. Oh, my goodness. So welcome back, everybody.
Hello, hello.
just getting back to the last question that we had about, like, all the anxieties of dating. It is challenging, and you would definitely, like you were saying, that you would try to find out what the real reason, and sometimes can you just go over the last answer so we can get back into that conversation?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think the biggest thing is to, and one of the things I guess I'm going to add some new information without even really recapping, but
okay.
I see a lot of people get worked up, and it's almost as if they forget that you're talking to people. You're going on dates with people. And if you look at them that way and know they have a story just like you do, and your intention is to get to know this person and peel back the layers and really, you know, find out who they are and make an impact on them, I think that goes a long way in alleviating a lot of the stress. Because if you ever had a moment in your life, for instance, let's say in an elevator, and you get on and then somebody comes on after you, and then, like, two flights up, you look over and notice that this person is attractive, and then you start thinking about the idea of maybe talking to them, and then that's when you start getting nervous. But when you think about it, this person came in when they weren't on your radar, when they were just around, you maybe held the door so they can come through, there was no nervousness. But as soon as you started thinking about what it is you want from that person, then that's when you get nervous. And so one of the other ways I help people get over their nervousness is to stop focusing on what they want from other people and start focusing on what they can offer and how they can make an impact. Because when you're focused in the right place, you know nobody's going to turn down the opportunity to, you know, be provided with something valuable instead of declining you for asking them for something.
That's a great view.
I do have a question, Jalil. This is Tahira again. Now, when I was out there dating, and I would get upset because I felt like the guys that I wanted to date them, and they were like, oh, after the second date, they wanted to get serious. So I'm like, well, what am I putting out there that makes, you know, men want this from me? So that really stopped me from really trying to pursue, like, dating at that point in time, because I felt I was projecting something out that thing said to them that I wanted. Because this happened numerous times, like, automatically, and it wasn't even game. They were like, I want a relationship, and I'm just like, I'm looking to date. Why can't I date? So what's your solution or your resolution to something like that?
Well, First of all, that's a great problem to have in your case.
At that point in time, I wasn't ready. I wanted to get back out and date first. I came out of a serious relationship, so I wanted to date. And everything, like, every guy that I would go out with, they're like, I want a relationship. You know, I'm looking for something serious. I'm like, well, I'm interested in dating right now. If it happens, okay. But I'm really interested in getting to know you, so.
Tahira, okay. That's just your charm, girl.
Yeah, right.
People
would flag,
right? Gotta be honest here.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I think that goes a long way, because these guys wouldn't say that to you if they didn't see potential in you. Because a lot of times what happens when you're on a date with a person, you typically tell them what you're interested in from them and not necessarily in general. So if it's a guy who wants a relationship but he's not feeling you, then he's going to tell you, oh, I just want to date casually, because he don't want you to get the impression that he wants that from you. So you are getting a stamp of approval in a sense that you're relationship material, which is great. And so I think the issue is that it might not have anything to do with you, because these men could be coming from a couple different perspectives. If you're looking to date casually and they're looking for a relationship, it could be because they haven't maybe had as much success, or they're not as confident that they can date and have fun. Maybe they are looking for a relationship to make them feel complete. So they could be coming from that perspective. The other perspective is they see you and you're just that great that they're not settling for less, and the opportunity for another guy to maybe come along with a more serious commitment and swoop you away. So all you can really do is put it out there, maybe even more upfront, more in the beginning, like, hey, I'm just looking to have fun, date casually. I'm not trying
well,
to get
now
into
I'm in
anything serious.
Well, so
now I'm in a relationship. Yeah, now
right.
Now it's
different.
So he's completely off the market. So for the rest of us out here struggling, we'll take that advice. Thank you very much.
It was something really, really that really bothered me. I was just like, I'm really trying to date. I'm really out of a relationship. I want to have time to really date, because came out of a long relationship. So to me, it was like every guy that I would go out with, and I'm just like, okay, we went out the first date, the second. I'm like, and then I'll get the conversation. I really want a relationship with you. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, I want to date you. Mm-hmm. So I felt like
we
the bad guy.
Oh, wow.
I felt like the bad guy. And then I was just like, I just don't want to date. It really discouraged me from dating altogether, because I wanted to date. And they wanted relationships. So I was just like, I even had this conversation with my dad. Like, what am I giving off that I want a relationship? I can't. And I felt that I couldn't date.
Well, you did exactly what, you're giving off exactly what you should, is with, that you're a quality person worthy of being with. And, I mean, the likely scenario is for you to be in that situation where, yeah, most people, they see some long-term potential with you. And your only job is to decide whether you want to accept that or reject that. So don't change anything. Don't put off anything different, except just clarify where you're at. And I know we're not speaking in present times, but just for the people out there that it's relevant to, if you get those type of offers, keep doing what you're doing. And then some guy did come along eventually who made that right offer, said he wanted a relationship, and you were ready at that point. So you just clarify and keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Tahira, you need to tell all the audiences how you were doing what you were doing, so everyone can follow your model. So that's exactly.
I'm very confident. Like, I'm very confident. I really believe in myself, and I wear my confidence. And you can tell it when I'm out on a date. So I just definitely want to thank you, Jalil. Thank you for coming and giving us your advice. So just before we leave and let you go, just let our audience know really, really quickly where they can find you on social media.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate being here. It was a great time. Just catch me at www.jamlifecoaching.com. And actually, there's a special offer for anybody who listens to this program. If you book an appointment anytime with me in the next week, I'm going to give you a giveaway, my free audio course, to anybody, because I really appreciate this and I had fun with this conversation.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Thanks.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you.
Definitely. Speaking of, you know, hits, we had Cool in the Game, and Cool in the Game is going to actually be at BB King's this Thursday, May 14th. So definitely call in for tickets, 347-539-5729, and we're going to get into a song from Cool in the Game.
Thank you. tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
To tune in to Mike T's show this Thursday at 8 p.m. to win tickets to Kool & the Gang at B.B. King's in New York City. Call in at 347-539-5729. Now introducing my favorite Kool & the Gang song, Get Down On It.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me. Gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Standing on the wall. Get your back up.
win Cool in the Gang tickets with the Mike T at the Mike T Show. Call in 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., 347-539-5729. And we have an exciting guest. And we have an exciting guest this evening, Cool from Cool in the Gang. Decades of music, of 70, like over years of music. And I'm just elated to have you on the show today. I just want to say thank you for accepting our invitation today. And Cool, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Definitely excited. Like I said before, I did grow up on your music, and just so happy to have you this evening. I do, you know, would like to kick off the interview with one question. Just being the phenomenal band that you are, success, stellar success for years and decades, what was the formula to keeping that going for so many? You've given us so many genres, so many decades of good music.
Well, our families back in the day, I should say, when we started back in 1964, our parents, our mothers always told us to make sure you stay together regardless of what might happen in your career. And we have been able to maintain that. It's only four of us are still living. We lost four members over the past 50 years, but it's my brother and I and Dennis Thomas and George Brown. And as the French would say, for every problem, there's a solution. So as we ran into problem over the last 50 years, we always seek for the solution. And it has blessed us to be successful for over 50 years.
That is amazing. It's over 70 million of albums, just not just here in the United States, but internationally. And you just kept that going by, you know, having solutions. That is excellent. I remember, you know, celebrations at cookouts. So it's just really, really intriguing how you kept that formula going and continue to do the music that you do that keeps us happy. You like you know, you tell people get out on the dance floor and, you know, shake your thing. And that's still relevant today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dancing is a part of our lives, you know, also around the world. People have been dancing since ancient times, so. No problem to dance. No problem to get down on it now.
Yeah, get down on it.
Cool. This is Karishma. I'm so excited to have you here. It's really wonderful. I'm always getting down on it. I'm always keeping it fresh, you know, trying to live by those songs. Amazing. I just want to know, you bring so many genres together. You have soul and funk and electronica. What would be your message to this generation of music?
Well, our music has been, of course, dance, and then there has been other songs like Situations, like Too Hot, you know, coming out of high school, high school sweetheart, and doesn't make out too good, and they move on. songs like Love and Understanding, Higher Planes, those are some of the hits in the 70s. Of course, the 80s is more, you know, Joanna and Cherish, Get Down On It.
Cherish the Love, yeah.
Cherish the Love, you know, Celebration, you know. So it's been a good run for us, you know. I mean, our music has been a mixture of different, what can I say, categories of music, like Tonight and Misled was more on the rock side. And most recently, 2 years ago, we did 48 shows with Van Halen. 10 shows with Kid Rock. Was work with a few other rock, Dave Matthews Band.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we mix it up. From there, all the way to Gladys Knight. So.
That is so amazing. I definitely look forward. You guys are going to be the 14th of May. You're going to be at B.B. King's at 8 p.m. You have a show coming up.
Yes.
So, you bring a wealth of music and genres, and I think that's the gem in your group, because it's just not what are you going to hear. You have so many decades of music, and it could be anything from Cherish, you know, like some of the songs that you did name, but it's just, they just don't get a show. They get everything that you bring to the table. You have been a phenomenal group. I remember, like, growing up dancing in the kitchen, getting, you know, when my parents are dancing, I just remember the dancing from the music. You really literally made people that get out of the chair and really dance. So you made them, they may be, you know, in any situation in life, but you motivated them into dance. So I definitely commend you. You know, you're definitely doing your job as far as making music, your type of music in this world. So you're making your state here. And I look forward to the show and seeing
you. Yeah, so are we. You know, we're just coming back from the Middle East. We're all in Dubai. We did Dubai Blended Music Festival with Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke opened for us, and these new guys called Vince and Nick and Vince. They had a big record. And we just came up from Miami for the big music dance show down there. So we're excited, looking forward for working at B.B. King's coming up this Thursday.
Yes, and that's 237 West 42nd Street, 8 p.m. We definitely look forward to having you there, and I know it's going to be an awesome show. Like I said, just, you know, it's great just listening to you and listening to the music and just the time of, at that point in time, you bring different time frames relevant. And we, you know, we still enjoy your music, so definitely keep doing what you're doing. Stay, keep with the unity. You have a lot of unity, and it brings it, it shows in your music. So I definitely,
thank you.
It is absolutely just a blessing to have you on the show and to, you know, bring what you do every day, what you do naturally, is a blessing to others.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. So I definitely look forward. Karishma, you have anything?
Yeah, thank you so much for being on our show. It was really great talking to you. I'm so I still can't get over how excited I am. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean, we definitely like to invite the ladies. We wrote a song about them, Ladies Night.
Oh, goodness, I love this song. Oh, my God.
So we hope to see everybody on Thursday.
Absolutely. We look forward to being there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, everyone, thank you for tuning in with us at the Girlfriend Network. We're here.